This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that a robust stock market is keeping pension costs down for towns, police and fire departments, and schools, but health care costs continue to rise, according to Comptroller Tom DiNapoli on August 31st. School tax bills that will arrive soon in mailboxes will not reflect any savings, as those bills reflect the last year's cost, according to Teachers Retirement System spokesman John Cardillo. But any small savings for municipalities may be offset by higher health care costs. The NYSHIP health insurance program, used by many public employees, will see prices rise 9% in 2018, while other insurers are requesting increases from 11.5% to 16.6%. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Chris Bragg reports in the Albany Times-Union that supposedly the administration of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo stopped automatically deleting state employees' emails after 90 days in 2015. That may or may not be true at the Department of Environmental Conservation. Earlier this week, the Times-Union asked an open records officer for the agency who said the agency did not destroy the public records after 90 days. The DEC's press office, though, said they do have a policy, but it is not specific to email. Dan Telvach, an environmental reporter for the Buffalo nonprofit outlet Investigative Post, filed an open records request with DEC for certain emails from 2011 and 2016. He was only allowed to see a handful of 2016 emails. DEC Records Access Officer Aldi Levine, an attorney, wrote, quote, "A diligent search produced no records for 2011. Please also note that the department has no record retention policy for email communications," end quote. Telvach was investigating whether Cuomo was not allowing many public records requests. In other news, Cuomo spokesman Richard Azzopardi said August 31st that the administration will appeal a recent New York Times court victory that requires the governor's office to hand over many records related to the Buffalo Billion scandal that it did not want to hand over. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Weather is in the news nationally and locally. The remnants of Hurricane Harvey, which recently devastated the Texas and Louisiana coasts, will drench the WGXC listening area late Saturday and early Sunday this weekend. Heavy rains, possibly up to an inch, may fall on the area. Hurricane Irma, already a Category 3 storm in the mid-Atlantic, could be more troubling. Various computer simulations have the storm headed anywhere from the Gulf of Mexico to Maine, and a few show it targeting our area. With a rain-soaked ground, that could be a situation similar to when the remnants of Hurricane Irene hit the area in 2011. But that is many days away, and the storm could go in many directions. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.